You know, I've been so excited to dive into this one. Bank of the Philippine Islands has just launched a pilot program that's actually using stablecoin settlement rails to completely modernize how cross-border transactions work. It's a huge step forward.
And it's exactly what the market needs. Right now, traditional correspondent banking is plagued by high costs, painfully slow processing times, and those frustratingly opaque fee structures. That really hits the Philippines hard, considering it's one of the top global recipients of remittances and a major hub for remote digital workers.
It's just so frustrating when you think about it. Traditional international transfers bounce through so many intermediary banks, which means multi-day clearing times and huge chunks of money disappearing to wire fees, intermediary charges, and foreign exchange markups.
That's precisely why BPI is replacing that legacy infrastructure with stablecoins, digital assets pegged directly to fiat currencies like the US dollar. It's a fundamental shift in how value moves.
And the best part, by settling transactions on a distributed ledger, the system completely bypasses those traditional middlemen. We're talking transfers that clear in just minutes, at a fraction of the cost, while actually preserving value against currency fluctuations. It's a game changer.
It absolutely is, and the program is strategically targeting the modern gig economy. We're talking freelancers, virtual assistants, and remote professionals who constantly rely on international payments to make ends meet.
Right, and these workers currently face so much friction just trying to convert their foreign earnings into local currency. It's exhausting for them.
This stablecoin rail solves that by offering near-instant settlement and transparent conversion. It finally aligns our banking infrastructure with the reality of a truly borderless digital workforce.
I love that they're doing it responsibly, too. The whole pilot is operating under the strict regulatory oversight of the Banco Central and G. Pilipinas. It's a controlled test designed to carefully evaluate transaction efficiency, security protocols, anti-money laundering compliance, and overall user experience.
That cautious, data-driven approach is crucial. It allows BPI to gather real-world metrics and demonstrate to regulators that blockchain settlement can actually integrate with conventional banking without compromising financial stability.
It really reflects a broader shift happening in global finance, doesn't it? Traditional banks are increasingly adopting blockchain not as some kind of competitor, but as a practical utility layer to finally eliminate those operational inefficiencies.
Exactly. If this pilot is successful, it could drastically reduce the financial burden on remittance-dependent households, accelerate payments for digital freelancers, and even establish a scalable model for cross-border banking across the entire region.
I truly believe the future of international payments lies in that perfect balance, merging the trust and regulatory compliance of established financial institutions with the incredible speed and transparency of blockchain technology. It's going to be amazing to watch it unfold.